This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Let us have the business news on Ihlanganani Midday Show. The funders are urged to stop backing the Total Energies Mozambique project. Michelle Nollis and Dennis Kopin believe that the digitalization can close the African trade finance gap and empower the SMEs. Business news on Ihlanganani Midday Show. The environmental lobby groups want the support withdrawn as the French firm prepares to relaunch the Africa's largest foreign direct investment project. The letter, sent by the Reuters, comes as a crucial juncture for the French energy company, attempting to stop its relaunching of this investment project. The Total Energy said before Friday's letter that the arrangement for the project finance remains in place despite a force major halt in 2021 when the Islamist militants threatened the project site. The activist warns that the project may worsen the climate change and fuel human rights abuses in the impoverished Southern African nation. The project delay has led some investors to reassess their previous cost assumptions, considering the inflation and also the global gas market swings. Moving along, now Michelle Nollis and Dennis Kopin believe that digitalization can close the African trade finance gap and empower SMEs. Michelle and Dennis have praised digitalization and believe it can close the African trade finance and empower the SMEs. They further brought the fact to support this belief as they stated that before the COVID-19 pandemic, Africa's trade finance gap was shrinking from $120 billion in 2011 to about $81 billion in 2019. However, the macroeconomic disruptions and geopolitical uncertainties that followed have widened that gap again. The overall now, the Africa's recorded the cross-border trade has grown relatively modestly in recent decades and now accounts for 2% to 3% of global trade. Michelle and Dennis said there is a huge need for digital supplier funds financing solutions that directly influence the supply chains and align with the sustainability principles. The result is that the corporate buyers can now accelerate the payment collection of the trade receivables of their suppliers, offering instant liquidity. This approach not only bolsters the sustainability of suppliers of financial well-being, but also contributes to a more resilient supply chain for corporate buyers. That was Michelle and also Dennis believing Ugutina, this digitalization can actually close the African gap and also empower the SMEs. Speaking of that, Mr. Mbogazi, we're going to be having Lapaya Nango 10 to 12 o'clock. We're going to be having the top six now businesses that are successful in South Africa. Maybe you may consider venturing into Emaskulumangama businesses like right here on Ihlanganani Midday Show, because I'm content we have the top six, ladies and gentlemen, right? Let's have the business corner first edition. We are discussing the top six successful business ventures in South Africa you may consider venturing into, and this top six business ventures can provide a quick turnaround and also the return on investment is massive. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your notepad, ubale, tati pen lako, ubale. The number six, on the number six, we have the social media management. someone is happy. Someone is happy about that. What is happening? What is happening? On top number six. Number six is the social media management. So social media management services are essential for businesses that want to engage with their target audience and build their brand online. So the opportunity exists. Opportunities exist for social media managers who can create and implement effective social media strategies such as content creation, community management, and also advertising. So the social media management industry in South Africa is estimated to be worth over 1 billion rands with a projected annual growth of 5%. Social media management makes it to number six on the top six business ventures that provide a quick turnaround. And you may consider venturing into these businesses as is okutshela wona manje. But the difficulty rating yakhona is 5/10.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So ukuliqala nje. No, 5/10.
I think it's a bit okay.
Yeah.
Because now abantu don't really are not really fond of the social media and they don't know what's in influence and gaganan.
Yes,
so
yes.
Target market to sugi phone for that particular business.
Number five, we have the translation services. Number five, translation services. So the translation services are in high demand in South Africa, particularly for businesses that operate in multiple languages or they want to expand their reach to international markets. Opportunities exist for translators offering accurate and timely translations for various documents such as the contracts, the marketing materials, and website. So if you are good with German or if you are good with Spanish, so this is for you, ladies and gentlemen. We all know we need a call center as well. We need a German speaking individual. You understand? We need a Spanish speaking individual. So one of the top six business ventures that are successful in South Africa. On number five, we have the translation services. So the translation industry in South Africa is estimated to be worth over 1 billion rand with a projected annual growth rate of 5%. Same as the social media management on number six. So the difficulty rate of starting a translation services is 4/10. 4/10.
Yeah. How many languages do you know?
I think four. Yeah.
Count.
Four. Sisutu. I can speak it fluently.
Fluently?
Yeah. Sisutu, Zulu, English, right? And what else?
Xhosa.
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 Yeah. Xhosa. So I'm very good with translation on Xhosa. No, I can't translate Xhosa. I'm joking. I can't translate what we call isiZulu. I can't do that. I can only do isiZulu na English, which is fair, right?
No, it's not.
It's not.
Oh.
Kanjan.
I mean, out of nine official languages, only know two. And then, no.
Come on.
That's not good.
And on number four, we have the business coaching. Yay. Business coaching on number four. The business coaching services are in high demand in South Africa, particularly for small business, for small and medium-sized businesses that want to grow and improve their operations. Opportunities exist for business coaches who can offer guidance and support in areas such as strategy, leadership, marketing, and finance. The business coaching industry in South Africa is estimated to be worth over 1 billion rands with a projected annual growth rate of 5%. And also the difficulty rating yakhona is 6/10. On now, the top three of the top six business ventures that are successful in South Africa. Drum rolls, ladies and gentlemen. On the top three. Number three is the web design and development.
I keep on winning.
So the web design and development services are essential for businesses that want to establish now a robust online presence. The opportunities exist now for web designers and developers who can offer the high quality and user-friendly websites, e-commerce platforms, and mobile application. So the web design and the development industry in South Africa is estimated to be worth over 5 billion rands, with a projected annual growth rate of 6%, and a difficulty rating of starting a web design and development services is 8 over 10.
Wow. Difficulty.
Difficulty. Mm. It's how very ironic. Difficult.
Better respect me now. Better respect me now.
Sikhloni, perfect. Right. And number two, ladies and gentlemen, we have the digital marketing. On number two, we have the digital marketing. With more businesses moving online, the demand for digital marketing services is rising. Opportunity exists for marketers offering the effective digital marketing strategies, such as the CEO or SEO, PPC advertising, content marketing, and social media management. The digital marketing industry in South Africa is estimated to be worth more than or over 50 billion rands in South Africa, with a projected annual growth rate of 5.5%. And the difficulty rating, Yakona, is 6 over 10. On number one, we have the consulting services. On number one, the consulting services are in high demand in South Africa, ladies and gentlemen. So, and also the consulting industry in South Africa is estimated to be worth over 60 billion rand, with a projected annual growth rate of 7.5%. The difficulty rating of starting this consulting services business is 7 over 10. So this was the top 6 business ventures that are successful in South Africa.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.